Hello and welcome back to Trends for Business Success. I'm your co-host Scott Patton with Shane James, and last time we were talking about a huge trend that's just beginning, podcasting, and hope you enjoyed that. We appreciate your taking the time to come and spend a half an hour or so with us today, and Shane and I want to discuss what we think is an emerging trend out there, which is one of accountability. There's, often in the news, there are businesses that have gone bankrupt, taken people's monies. There's just been a lack of really strong accountability out there, and we think that this is something that you can use to leverage for the success of your business. Shane has been doing a lot of work in the areas of accountability. He's seen huge, huge improvements in his business and personal life by taking advantage of 6 levels of accountability. And we're going to go through them today. I'm not sure if we're going to get through all 6 or not. If we don't, we may turn this into a 2-part podcast, but we'll see. So, Shane, welcome.
Thank you, Scott. 6 levels of accountability. If you follow the 6 steps, you will become extremely successful. You cannot. We have not seen it not done yet with anybody that has actually applied these principles. And again, the rule is apply the principles.
Gotta take action.
That's right. Once I teach it, you gotta take action, you gotta apply it, and that's when you get the results.
And I guess this is a really good time to kind of jump in and say, we don't expect you to believe everything that we say. What we would really appreciate you doing, though, is not just automatically saying, oh, that's a piece of garbage, right? Try it. And it's like we were talking about last time with the podcast, right? There's no cost putting together a podcast. It's not like you have to go and buy a studio and get a professional speaker and all the rest of that. You can just do it. And if you do it 3 or 4 or 5 times and you get no response, you get nobody subscribing, you can then tweak it or test it or change it or decide, nobody in my industry wants to podcast, right? I'm pretty sure that a year from now, everybody in your industry will be podcasting, and I don't think that's a good decision, but you can test it and decide if it's for you, because we don't know what the best thing for you is. And so we're going to be talking about 6 levels of accountability in this podcast, and I have a sneaking suspicion the next podcast, and you may say, well, all we're asking is give it a fair shot and see what happens, because we know how much of an impact it's had in our business, in our personal life, in our relationships, business-wise and personal-wise. So, and we just want to share that with you. I think that's fair. What do you guys think?
Well, you can only come from your own experience, right?
That's right.
So in some of the seminars, you'll hear me say, don't believe a word I say. Now, why would I say that? Because I can only come from my experience.
That's right.
It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it wrong. It doesn't make it true, or it's not going to make it false. What I do know is this information has changed my life, and it's changed the life of thousands of others.
Right. So that's what you've got coming at you, folks. Keep listening.
Let me start off with a story.
Okay.
During the 2004 Olympic Games, Perdita Felician, a Canadian and the regaining world champion in the 100-meter hurdles, was heavily favored to win the gold medal. In the final race, she hit the first hurdle and fell hard. She wasn't able to complete the race. Extremely upset, she had tears in her eyes as she lay there. She had prepared for this moment 6 hours a day, every day of the week, for the past 4 years. The next morning, she quoted in an interview, "I don't know why it happened, but it did, and I'm going to use it. I'm going to focus even harder and more and work even harder for the next 4 years. Who knows what my path would have been if I had won, but I do know that I'm hungrier than ever. I'll be back even stronger."
Wow.
Now, is that powerful?
Absolutely.
For her to come back and be even stronger, she had to be accountable for everything that she's going to do. And this is what's going to lead us into our accountability, 6 levels of accountability. Because I've watched her progress now and did some research on her, and she has stuck to what she said. She's been accountable to everything she's did.
As we do this, it's 2 years later, right?
That's right. So the first one is a written record.
Oh, okay.
And many people will say, well, I've heard that before. You write your goals down. That's pretty simple. But let me give you a stat. Did you know that only 5% of the population writes their goals down? Those 5% of the populations are usually the high achievers, the people that are very successful. Usually, the 95% of people work for those 5%.
Right.
Now, tell me, do you think there's power in writing your goal down?
Yeah, absolutely. I do it all the time. Boy, makes a huge difference. Particularly, Oftentimes people say, well, you need to write him down and then look at him and look at him and look at him, right? And I sometimes do that. I sometimes don't, right? I'm not perfect. But what I really like is when I come across a goal that I, a series of goals that I wrote maybe a year ago, and I look at them and I start ticking off everything that's done. And even though I've forgotten maybe that I had written it down, it's like, wow, got this. And it's just amazing when I look at my annual goals, I'm always checking them off, and usually there's 80 to 90% of them are done.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't always mean that I put a lot of effort into remembering to do them either. Some of them just sort of happen. I go, wow, how did that happen?
No.
So huge power.
Huge power. And now think about this. If you wrote your goal down once a year, you might get there. But there's a saying that says out of sight, out of mind. So I don't believe in that one.
Yeah.
You write your goal down once a month. Yeah, you're getting better. But I still believe, out of sight, out of mind is not enough. Now try writing your goals down every day. And you might go, wow, that's a lot. But to become extremely successful and enter that 5% is very powerful. I write my goals down every day, and I cannot help become successful because my mind is constantly thinking about my goals, because every day they're planted in my mind like a seed. It's like I plant the seed in my mind, in my unconscious mind, and it starts to grow like a garden.
Yeah, yeah.
Now let me give you a very powerful way to write your goal down, because there's a difference in just writing the goal down and saying, well, I'm going to grow my business and make $1 million.
Right.
Big deal. That's not enough. This is why even the people that are writing their goals down are not succeeding, because you have to put emotion in your goal.
Okay.
If you don't put emotion in your goal, what's the point? You usually just write it down, I'm going to make $1 million.
Well,
that doesn't sound that attractive.
Right, right.
So we're going to put VAK in our goal, and that's visual, auditory, kinesthetic. So let me break it down. Seeing, hearing, and feeling.
Okay.
Now, if you're going to put visual into your goal and you want to make money, so you're going to write your paragraph about your written goal, and it might go something like your visual might, you might see yourself, I am driving in my brand new Corvette, I am making this much money, being specific, right?
Yeah.
I am making $100,000 this year. I see myself surrounded by these people. I'm confident, I'm excited. So you're putting a lot of visual, and you're seeing yourself, and you're creating massive amount of emotion into the goal.
Right.
A lot more effective than just writing your goal down, I'm going to be a millionaire.
All right, I understand. So you want to paint that picture, so to speak.
You want to paint the picture. So it will create, your actually unconscious mind will drive you forward at a more empowering rate than it would without putting any emotion into the goal.
Okay.
Now, hearing. What do you hear when you achieve that goal? So when you're writing your goal in your paragraph and you're reviewing it every day, what things do you hear? Do you hear people coming in and saying, well, geez, your store looks great, or I'm so happy you took this business opportunity because you achieved so much? Or do you hear yourself actually people thanking you after you get an award because you did so well in business? And there's a visual too, seeing yourself getting the reward,
right,
that you're after. So what do you hear? It's going to be different for everybody else, but create that momentum of first seeing and then hearing.
Okay.
And feeling. What do you feel when you've reached that goal? So what kind of, is your energy up? Do you feel more excited? Are you happier? Are you more confident?
Right.
Do you see the power in writing a goal with putting VAK in it than just writing, yeah, I'm going to be a millionaire?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very powerful, because you actually really know specifically what you want then. Most of the times we don't get what we want because we don't know what we want. So we got to become very specific about what we want. Once you're specific and you write the goal down and you create massive amounts of emotion with VAK, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, your results are going to be a lot different than just writing your goal down and saying, well, I want to be a millionaire.
So that's the first level?
That's the first step. So number two is commit to a new habit.
Uh-huh. Yes.
What's one habit that you could do right now that would change your whole life? How about you, Scott? I'm going to put you on the spot. What's one habit right now for yourself?
I could get into the habit of going to one networking event a month or a week. That would probably have a huge impact on my business.
There you go. So that's the one habit that Scott's come up with that could totally change his life. A lot of times we're getting stuck into our old habits and our bad habits, and we're not getting out of our comfort zone, and we're not trying anything new. And if you don't try anything new, it's hard to become successful.
Yeah.
So pick one habit in your business right now, or if you're not in business and you're going to get into business, or in your finances, what habit right now can you pick that is going to change your life to help you get to the next level faster.
Yeah, and let's give some more examples on this, because I think this is really cool. Once you got me thinking about it, like another habit, oftentimes I've heard you should save, 10% of your income. So, save 10% of your sales or your profit, so you can put it back into your business, right? Or if you just save 10% of my income consistently, I mean, that'd be a lot of money over a couple of years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another habit might be to get up at 5:30 in the morning instead of noon, right? Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise, right? And I really believe that that's a key part to success, because that time between 6 and 7 or 6 and 8 is a very, very productive time for people that are successful.
Mm-hmm. Well, the successful people are doing the things that the unsuccessful people don't want to do.
Yeah.
And, you're getting up earlier, maybe at 4:30, 5 o'clock, 5:30. You're going to bed later sometimes. And if you're in a job right now and you want to get into a business, you might have to get up that extra 2 hours early to focus on the business.
Yeah. Well, oftentimes I hear people that want to start their own business say, I work all day and then I get home and I spend time with the wife and the kids and put them, then by the time everything's done, it's 9:30 and I'm exhausted. Right. Get up at 6. If you leave at 7. If you normally get up at 7, get up at 6. If you normally get up at 6, get up at 5. Your wife or your spouse is going to be, your husband will be asleep. The kids will still be asleep. You'll have an hour to do whatever it is you want to do to move forward on getting your business going. So it's the scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people aren't willing to let go of that hour of sleep because that takes discipline and they're in the habit of sleeping in.
That's right. And that's...
I know that because that's the way I am.
So Scott's going to commit to a new habit then.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, about getting up early, right? How I'll turn over and go back to sleep. I'm still working on that one. That was another podcast in another series.
So number 3 is commit to a program. Are you committed to a program right now? Let me elaborate a little bit on that. Do you need to be in a program to help you take your business to the next level? Do you need to join a program? For instance, we have a coaching program that we teach people how to get into business, how to take your business to the next level.
I see.
So because they get into the program and they sit down with us, say twice a month for half hour per day, or half hour, twice a month, half hour phone calls per month, 2 times. Does that make sense, Scott?
Let me rephrase that. What he's saying is 2 half-hour calls a month.
There we go. That's what happens when you speak too long sometimes.
Right. So, that's interesting because Shane and I have decided that one of the ways that we want to create wealth in our lives is through real estate. And so Shane, of course, knows what a house is and what an apartment block is, and I'm quite familiar with what those things are too, but neither of us are what we would call experts at buying and selling or flipping or renting or building buildings or, homes or anything like that, right? So what we did is we committed to a program. We joined a real estate mentoring program on how to buy and sell and invest in real estate, and we're working with two women that are very, very successful in that area. And all of a sudden, we may tell you in our next podcast, we actually went ahead and bought some property. And we'll let you know how it works out if we do. But that's what we did, is we committed to a program, and we're going through that program step by step, following the instructions of people who have been there, done that successfully, and know what they're doing. Because there's a huge learning curve in anything. Anything you want to do, whether it's start a business, learn a craft, have a hobby, get into sports, you don't hit a golf ball 300 yards the first time you swing the club. And if you're going to get into a program that will support you in the success that you wanted. So yeah, we just did that.
Mm-hmm. It's such an important part of success in your life. And too many times people want to go out and do it on their own. But you cannot do it on your own. I'm extremely successful at what I do in different areas of life, and I have mentors that are millionaires, multimillionaires, and billionaires. And the reason I have that is because I keep pushing myself to the next level.
Yeah.
And I commit to a lot of programs. I'm in all different kinds of programs. So number 4 is announce your intent.
Okay.
Now, once you let it out, if say you want to get into a certain business, you've got to start telling people you want to get in there. Number 1, you put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And once you announce it, you got to do it. And usually, once you announce it, people start to step up and help you.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Like, once you make an announcement of what you want, people everywhere are quite happy to, I mean, unless you're a real jerk, right, are quite happy to help you. It's like, oh, okay, well, how can I help? And all of a sudden, they'll think of somebody that, you know, may be able to help. And the next thing you know, you've got all this energy helping, moving you forward towards your goals. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Announcing your intent, I believe, in my opinion, is one of the most important steps you can do. Why I say that is because I've did that my whole life. The reason I'm mentored by multimillionaires, millionaires, and billionaires is because I announce my intent to them. Because I announce my intent, it creates the energy. They see my ambition and my enthusiasm. That's why they're drawn to me. If I would not announce my intent where I wanted to go in life, I would not be mentored by those people. But they see my dream, they see my vision, and they've stepped up to even help me. So when I look at my results, if I would not announce my intent, I would not be going to where I'm going right now. So you've got to keep announcing your intent, and you'll start to attract the right people around you that are going to take you to the next level in your life and help you become extremely successful. Good or good?
And very good.
And great. Number five. Accountability to a specific individual of value. Now, this is somebody who is not going to let you make excuses.
So somebody who keeps your feet to the fire.
That's right. And it's not a family member, because most family members will let you make excuses.
Right.
You can come home and you can sit on the couch for 2 hours. And they might say, well, you better do this, and you'll say no, and they'll say, all right, no problem.
Yeah, or it becomes nagging.
Or nagging, exactly. This is very important. And really find somebody that you're going to value, that will hold you to it. See, there's coaches out there. Like, I have coaches, and I have my mentors are people that I hold a value. So when I announce to them that I'm going to do something, I got to be accountable.
Yeah.
For it, because I don't want to let them down.
Yeah, and it's a very, very powerful thing when you go up to somebody and you say, you know what, I am going to do whatever it is by next Thursday at 3 o'clock, and then I'm going to call you at 3:30 and let you know what happened. And then it's like, you know, we all procrastinate, but boy, oh boy, you get that done, because the last thing you want to have happen is trying to explain to that person why you didn't do it. Yeah.
I mean, that's when you don't even want to call them, and
that's right.
And you know you've got it. And that's good, because if you don't get something done and you're not accountable and you're kind of nervous to call the person, you know you're holding them of value.
Yeah.
So go out and find that person who's of value, because I guarantee you right now, if you find that person will help you go to the next level. This program, this accountability program, we all use it. And I'm telling you, I know people that are millionaires that use this accountability program. So if they're using it and we're using it, obviously it's working.
Yeah.
Use it.
And you know what? Everybody listening to this podcast does this already. You've got a boss, if you're working somewhere, and are you supposed to start at 8 o'clock? Are you there at 8 o'clock? 99% of the time, yes. Why? Because you have a specific individual of value, your boss, who will fire you if you don't show up. So, you show up. I worked the last 2 years for this company, and one of the reasons why I wanted to work for them was because I wanted to get in the habit of getting up early, and I thought, you know what? I don't have the discipline to do that on my own. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get in the habit of doing that, because I'm going to have a boss that's going to yell at me if I don't show up at 8 o'clock, which means I've got to get up at 6. It's funny, since I left the job, I started falling back in my old habits, so what I did was I started making appointments at 9 o'clock in the morning, so that I had to get up at 6 so that I'd be prepared for the appointment at 9, because I had other things I wanted to do in the morning before the appointment. And so I set my way up, and those specific people that I have appointments with are the specific individuals of value that I become accountable to, and they don't even actually know it, because I want to make sure that I get into this new habit of getting up early.
Yeah, yes. Very powerful.
Yeah, and we use it at work all the time, and we rarely use it for anything else, because we don't realize what we're doing. So I think this is a great point, Shane.
Great. So go out and find yourself somebody of value.
Yeah.
Last step, number 6, be accountable to your currency. And you're probably wondering, what the heck does that mean? Be accountable to my currency.
I'm wondering, what is that?
Yeah, because I'm looking at Scott, and he's looking a little puzzled right now. Let me give you an example, Scott. If I said to you right now, I want you to be accountable to all these steps for 6 months.
Okay.
But you're going to write me a check right now. And your check is going to be worth $10,000.
Okay.
If you follow the program, I won't cash the check.
Okay.
If you go off all these steps, I'll cash the check. Now you tell me, would you be accountable to the program?
I think I would be accountable to the program.
And this is all of us listeners. Do you see? We actually will value something like that money higher than we're accountable for our steps. We'll actually not do this stuff. But if somebody offers us money or we have to pay money, we'll do it. That's why we're not becoming successful.
So a little piece of paper, which is all the check is, has more power than us just deciding on our own we want to do it.
That's right. Let me give you another example. I said to you right now, all right, are you going to follow these steps? And he says, well, I'll try, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, how can I get you to do it 100%? I'll tell you what. You give 6 months, you follow all these steps, we'll get you into business, you do them all, we'll see if it works. And if it works, I'll give you $100,000. Would you follow them to a T?
You bet.
Again, there we go.
I had to think about that.
That's right.
I said the answer before I'd actually thought about it. I think, of course. How could you not do that?
So, you got to be accountable to your currency. And when you look at that, we were setting money almost higher than ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody's going to take money away from us, or if somebody offers us money, we decide we're going to do it. Other than that, we think, well, we might do it, we might not. Well, what happens if this? If you thought like this all the time. Now, just think about that.
Yeah.
If you actually thought that, okay, I'm going to follow this, and then I'm going to have a check worth $100,000 at the end. You change your thinking.
Absolutely. Well, very cool. We're coming to the end of this podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed it, that we've given you something to think about, that you're going to be, we're looking forward to hearing what you have to say about the impact of being accountable is had in your life or will have in your life over the next few months. Shane, I think it's important that we give our listeners some homework, some things to do between now and the next podcast. So, since you're sort of looking at your piece of paper, I'm going to give the homework. He's all of a sudden, he's like, oh, what homework should I give? So here's the homework for the next time, folks. We want you to have a written record. Write down, and we're going to make it easy on you, okay? Because I think if you do this once and you see the power and the beauty of podcasting is you can listen to this MP3 over and over and over again, right? So write a written record. I want you to write down a goal that you want in the next, say, 2 or 3 months. And I want you to put the VAK behind it. And the VAK is?
Visual, auditory, kinesthetic.
Okay. Second thing I want you to do is commit to a new habit. So I want you to write down a habit, and I know what mine is. Okay. So I'm gonna do number 4 right now. I'm announcing my intent. When I'm working on my computer and I get a little bit frustrated or I think I need a break, what I do is I turn on, I forget the name of it's a game program. It's on my computer, okay? It's like a card game, and I play this card game for 3 minutes or however long it takes, right? That's a habit. I want to have a new habit. So my new habit is when I get that frustration, I'm going to turn on that computer game. I'm going to stop, get off my desk, and I'm going to do 10 sit-ups or 10 squats because one of the things I want to do is have a little bit healthier lifestyle. So I think that exercise is a good thing. So I'm going to commit to a new habit, which is a short break of stretching or doing squats or sit-ups or whatever it is, because I happen to work at home, I can do that. If I was in an office, it might look a little strange, right? If I was in an office, what I would do is commit to, you know, walking down the stairs to the street and running around the block or walking around the block. But that's going to be my new habit. Commit to a program. We want you to commit to a program. That program may be this program. You may say, yeah, I'm going to commit to always listening to these podcasts when they come out. And I'll listen to them more than once because you're not going to get everything the first time. We've committed to a program. We're working with these real estate mentors on our real estate program. So we're going to do that. Fourth, and I want you to announce your intent. Now you can go to somebody that you know and announce your intent. You can go to http://success.podomatic.com and announce your intent because there's a comment thing. Click on it. Let us know what your intent is. Number 5, you want to find a specific individual that you value to be accountable to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And number 6, write out a check.
That's right. Make sure you write that check out and do it. Actually write the check out and do it.
Be accountable to your currency. Write out a check, make it to us. No, I'm just kidding. Right? But look at that and say, you know what? Make it out to a charity, right? and say, you know what, I'm going to give this check, $10,000, to this charity if by a certain time I haven't done what it is that I've announced that I'm going to do, that my goal is. And then put that up. And you know what? You may be so successful, you still want to give the check away to the charity because that feels really, really good. Mm-hmm. But use that as a motivating factor.
Or maybe you might take the check, and if you follow the program and you get the results and the outcomes that you want, you might take the check and use it for something that you want to enjoy doing, maybe going on a trip or something, and reward yourself with it.
That's right. Absolutely. All right. Very interesting information, Shane. Thank you very much. Want to tell everybody listening to this how much we appreciate you taking the time over the last half hour to join us. Hope you've got a lot of value. Let us know at our website what you think. And you can also leave a comment there. Really, really appreciate hearing from you. And as Shane has mentioned in an earlier podcast, you know, we're going to be talking about trends. We're going to be talking about specific business trends. Next time, we're going to talk about a specific trend that is occurring, you know, really, really big in certain cities and may not have reached your city at this time. And it may be something you want to take a look at. It's not a business that we're selling or anything. We're not here to sell businesses. We're here just to talk about different trends and the way that we see it. And how to be successful in business and in life. So until next time,
live with passion.
Bye.